To close the show today, we introduce you to a musician named Ken Butler. We tell you what instruments he plays, except you've never heard of them, because Ken Butler invents and builds everything he plays.
Okay, well, this is basically, it's a small snow shovel that I found on the streets of Midtown, Manhattan. I drilled three holes right below the handle of the snow shovel, put three tuning pegs, and then I drilled three holes down in the body of the shovel, the blade of the shovel, and it has a one contact microphone and three strings tuned to D-A-D. Here's how the strings sound. Blade of the shovel functions as a percussion device, so you can get a lot of good rich sounds out of banging on the blade of the shovel. I would use those together by looping that and playing over it something like this. The very first instrument actually was made when I saw an axe in the basement. I had been thinking a little bit about the iconography of an instrument, head, neck, body, how instruments were perhaps related to the human body in that way. I picked up the axe and put it under my chin and just like a violin, just automatically, it just happened. Walked upstairs. The axe slipped perfectly inside the violin case like it was absolutely meant to be there. That's one of those moments in your life that is bells ringing and etc. So I took broken parts of the violin, the fingerboard, the tailpiece, the bridge, and I used a couple of guitar tuning pegs and put it in the case and thought, oh, that's a cool sculpture. And of course I thought, well, I suppose I could try to play it. So I just continued to pursue that idea, and you know, then I ended up now, I've made 400 musical instruments. Well, this is called a hockey racket. The blade of the hockey stick goes into my pocket, which is how it holds itself up. Then, in the body of the tennis racket, there are all these imbira-like or thumb piano-like objects. So all these things can be tweaked with a guitar pick or your finger. These are little bits of the inside of a sewing machine, a bolt that I'll scrape along, and then my right hand I will be plucking on part of a metal guitar pick, some bobby pins, a little bit of a ruler, part of a vegetable slicer, and a drink stirrer. Love aspects of very primitive things, and that the idea of the real initial invention, the very first musical instruments were rocks and bones and sticks, and then the most current contemporary musical instruments are computers, and so somewhere a way to bridge those things is of interest to me, but in a sculptural way too. In other words, for me, my favorite computer music would be to take the actual power book, and put a neck and strings on the computer itself and use the actual shell of the computer as a sound object by putting a microphone on it. That's the way I would think.
You can see some of Ken Butler's homemade instruments at studio360.org. Mallory Kasdan produced that story.